Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, and we're coming back in again to the second hour of the Barden Report. BJ Bard is my name, but the outstanding guest we have today is Deborah Taveras, who is absolutely riveting us to our seats with real surreal information about what is going on. And just, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but Deborah, I'm actually trying to get this across to the likes of Theresa May, who is making the greatest BS of Brexit negotiations, who doesn't understand very much of anything. I mean, what a job.
Well, that is interesting, because when we traveled, my husband and I traveled to Russia last year, we picked up a newspaper, and they were talking about how she was being set up on by naysayers to cause damage to her running for office, just as at the same time that is happening here in the United States. That's just a psyops in which to keep all of us looking in the wrong direction. I'll add right now, everybody that's listening, you need to watch the YouTube, Sandy Hook Unraveled. Again, that is Sandy Hook Unraveled. Everyone needs to understand what is happening in this made-up psyops crisis world that we find ourselves living in. And to this moment, PJ, I would like to throw in some really good news, some extremely important news before I continue down the road of serfdom, because this is some of the most empowering news that everyone needs to know, and everyone, I would recommend, go to our website, which is called primarywater.org. And why am I saying this to all of you now? Look what is happening with the zero-day water in South Africa in Cape Town. It is a psyops. And what is happening right now is a tidal wave of climate refugees moving away from Cape Town. In fact, they're saying that the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees anticipates 68 million people around the world are at risk of becoming homeless or refugees. And the migration of a few million people has already turned the European Union inside out and motivated the election of an America First presidency. And they go on to tell us about fertility rates declining. And we're going to talk about that more in the next genocide document. But I'm going to go into water, because everyone needs to have something really good to hear. Again, go to primarywater.org. You must understand that we have been deceived about where water comes from. We have all been taught that water comes from rain and snowmelt. That is, in fact, the secondary water cycle. The primary water cycle is where the water that creates rain and snowmelt comes from. So what is the primary water cycle? Well, we have an excellent YouTube up. It's called Primary Water Explained. I would certainly ask all of you to send that out far and wide. Also go to the top of stopthecrime.net. We have a YouTube that explains in great detail about primary water, and understand the deception behind the illusion of zero day in Cape Town. Understand the land grab and the massive, massive climate refugees based on the lies of no water. We have plenty of water. We just need to access it. An example of primary water are the hot and cold springs that bubble up no matter what kind of weaponized weather event we have been placed under. These hot and cold springs still run. This is where geysers spray up out of the ground endlessly. This is where we see those beautiful photographs of Hawaii. At the very top of the volcanic mountains of Hawaii, you'll see these gorgeous waterfalls continuously flowing from the very top of the mountain.
Okay.
That is because
a brief insert here. Yeah, we have one of our key broadcasters, Michael Rivero. He's ex-NASA imaging expert. He's based in Oahu in Hawaii, but he's very worried about Hawaii. But just keeping on the same point, I'm not trying to let go off, despite all the fracking that's going on, does the water supply stand up for that? Because fracking is a direct attack on the water supply, where it is going on.
But it is an assault on the upper aquifers, which they're pumping dry. When they pump an aquifer dry, for example, that's along the coastline, they get saltwater intrusion. All they have to do to prevent the saltwater intrusion, which we're finding here is occurring in Northern California, we have saltwater intrusion along some of the coastline in the pasture areas here, about an hour north of San Francisco and other places as well, of course. But all they have to do is drill and hit primary water and fill those aquifers with primary water. They don't have to move water in reservoirs, as we have been taught. What happens is the atmospheric water is extremely toxic. It falls through the air, which we have Fukushima, we have bomb testing, we have chemtrailing, we have poisons. It flows over poisoned land that has toxic fertilizers, Roundup, and other horrible, horrible poisons in the land and on the ground. These flow into what we call reservoirs. They then further poison the reservoirs. In fact, with the drought that we had here in California, our reservoirs have been having algae blooms, and that is further poisoning the water supply. So what are they doing? Here in Central California, for example, they move the water from Northern California to Southern California by an aqueduct system. They're moving toxic atmospheric water. They know about primary water, but they are poisoning all of us with the secondary water supply, and they're going to cause massive land evacuations, as people do believe that they're running out of water. We're seeing that again, as I said, with South Africa right now. In fact, the EPA is behind this cabal of misinformation, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The list is very long. I have a very important YouTube up. It's called Stealing Water for Profit and Control. I would recommend everybody watch that YouTube. We list many of those involved in water theft. We found documents.
I'm sure you have Nestle. Nestle is top of the list. They're actually allowed to take water out of the Great Lakes and ship it across the Atlantic. And so
big bladders.
Outrageous prices. They are
That's just only
operation.
A tip. Yep. That's a tip of the iceberg. But in in that YouTube I just mentioned, it's very important to please help get that out. We found documents out of the UK and out of Israel that were not intended for the public to see. And we discussed those documents in that YouTube. I would recommend everybody watch it. Again, Stealing Water for Profit and Control. Please send that out. Understand that tonight on this broadcast, the best news you're going to hear is primary water. Sadly, though, it's going to be withheld from us with the illusion of water scarcity and water shortages. Let me explain what this is going to look like. The EPA, for example, here in the United States, is going to relocate people when their water supply is no longer available on their property. They're going to consider their property unsafe and They're going to relocate people, move them off their property to another place where there's potable water distribution. This is what is going to be happening. This is in the EPA document.
Oh, yes. Sustainability again, Agenda 21. Sure.
Well, yes, and beyond. We're talking about resilience, and we're going to talk about that, and I've got to hurry and work through some of this so I can get to some of the bigger issues I want to get to. I would recommend everybody please listen to the YouTube, The Cooking of Humanity. This is a document that we found on the whitehouse.gov website. It shows a map of the United States. While it only shows the United States, envision that this is happening to you in your country as well. This is a silent weapons system, a deployment by the military-industrial complex. And
that's
what you'll hear
towers.
In the...
That's a cell tower radiation you're talking about, yeah?
No, it's it is not. It is offshore weapons systems, and it's a psychotronic weapons system that you can see. Again, in the YouTube, The Cooking of Humanity, I interview Barry Trower, who discusses this document in detail, but I can tell you that this is psychotronic weapons that you'll see on the map being used for mass mind control. This is all about quantum computers, which, of course, is the invasion of the human brain with AI. We're all hearing about that. This is happening. Controlling our specific thoughts, our emotions, and directing our physical actions into unsuspecting human beings. And the map will indicate how they are going about hitting the United States. And this is real, and it's from the White House website, and the technologies and methodologies that are described in the NASA. We have a document also. I would recommend everyone take a look at it, the NASA document, again, a free download on stopthecrime.net. Take a look at this document as well. But I want to go into some of the illnesses that we're going to start feeling, and many already do, and this is very important. We also have a health symptoms list that lists many of the symptoms from all the wireless devices. If there would be one thing that I would leave this program with, it would be to sever the use of your wireless devices as best you can. Keeping in mind, these are all military weapons frequencies. So here are some of the assaults upon our biological structure and some of the things that we are going to have difficulty with. Heartbeat rhythms, sleep patterns, paranoia, hallucinations, insomnia, illusions, drowsiness, and absent feelings, depression, suicidal feelings, visual distortion, confusion, can't relax, feeling unwell or unhappy, anger, and of course we know, we talked about Cinemix, the fetuses used in the food supply add to the anger factor as well, but the manic behavior now from frequencies, disturbed orientation, auditory problems, visual hallucinations, the inability to make decisions, sensory problems with sight, touch, and sound, confusion, flickering, flashing lights, dizziness, mania, hyperactivity, anxiety, sleep disturbance, reaction time is greatly slowed down and unable to make decisions. This is just a few of the kinds of problems that we all face with the frequencies. I also have up on YouTube, it's called LED Lights, A Silent Weapons Assault. Please type in LED Lights, A Silent Weapons Assault, and understand this is a global assault using lighting. And it is creating a reduction in our melatonin, so we're not able to get into the deep sleep that's necessary to repair from the day. It is a flicker rate. They say 1 in every 1,000 people will have seizures just from the flicker rate of the fluorescent light bulbs. And this is what the world is moving into. This is a stealth weapon genocide program through the lighting, believe it or not. It's causing irreversible eye damage, glaucoma, cataracts, and blindness. So I would highly recommend there are solutions to combating loss of eyesight due to the lights. So again, I would highly recommend that you watch.
One of the highest things, you've named all the things there, and I believe you 100%, one of the most noticeable effects that I find, because I've worked on people with depression, and the number of people around me who have slight depression or severe depression has quadrupled in the last 5 years. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, I can recommend this for those that are listening that are not going to put their cell phone down. We realize that it is an addiction. We would recommend that you hardwire all of your computers in your homes, cord them up, cord up your telephones, and even your handheld device. Make sure that that's corded up as well.
By the way, I'm doing this program on a BlackBerry because I've been knocked off Skype by the NSA. So, and the VoIP system that my telecom supplier and others are supplying. I do have Vonage available here. But they're jumping into things they don't know. It's much more complicated than they thought. So, you know, voice over internet protocols, VoIP, it's quite hard to get a reliable system. But anyway, I won't bore you with all that. But, yeah, Wi-Fi, wired, I always thought wired off was the best. And I absolutely, so carry on that, yeah.
Well, so again, what we can recommend that you do, if you have to carry your cell phone because potentially you might need it for an emergency, wrap it up in Mylar. Wrap it up in enough Mylar that you do not receive a signal when you call it. Your cell phone, whether it's off or on airplane mode, is always searching for a signal. And soon they're going to also be moving in appliances that are going to further the death trap that our homes are going to become for all of us. What do I mean by that? Many of you have smart meters deployed already. That is the wireless reads of your electric usage. Here in the United States, we have just learned that all of our utilities are now transitioning to a higher billing practice at time of use. What does that mean? Well, because they know when you are using your electricity in your home, they are now going to be billing all of us higher for usage between 4 in the afternoon and 9 in the evening when the majority of people are home. And in fact, it was very interesting that Pacific Gas and Electric, who is the utility purveyor up here in Northern California, had a rate increase ahead of the fires. Again, PG&E is Rothschild. They knew that they were going to assault Northern California with directed energy weapons, and they planned for a rate hike prior to the fires. PG&E has said, they have said, that part of the cause of the fires is because they had inadequate vegetation removal around some of the lines the night of the fires. Now, naturally, there's many attorneys from all over the United States up here combining multiple practices to sue Pacific Gas and Electric for their admission of not reducing the vegetation around the power lines. Now, of course, Rothschild, a.k.a. the utility company, does not want anyone to know that they created the fires with directed energy weapons. They created the winds that night that were unimaginable, that burned large areas of homes. And we have over 8,000 destroyed buildings here in Northern California over many counties.
Very good.
We'll discuss this more on the other side of the break.
Okay. And on the other side of the break, I'll just bring in Ken, our board op, who's been 20 years doing this kind of work, but he had an experience of being exposed to 5G for a year, and we'll just talk about that briefly after the break. Okay.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from this break, the second hour, first break. That's Nacrobilk, only you, Deborah. That's you he's, we're singing about, or playing his flute about. But anyway, just bring in Ken, our board op. He's been 25 years in this kind of technical area, but he had an experience of being inadvertently exposed to 5G. Do you want to explain that, Ken, to Deborah, just briefly, and how you were exposed to it for a year?
Hi, good evening, Deborah.
Hi, Ken, yes. Yeah.
Well, I had recently moved about a year and a half ago up to Dallas and, got my Time Warner internet and, didn't really think about it that much. I mean, I know Wi-Fi isn't good for you because I've been around this information for a long time, but, most people have it and... I had seen a video recently of a guy in San Antonio that has a popular YouTube channel who tests a lot. He does radiation tests and EMF tests, and he said, I've got a new 5G router, and he's going to take it outside in the driveway, plug it in, and test it. And he tested the thing, and it was like 11,000 times over the safe levels, what the government said was safe levels. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And then a few days later, I had gone online to make my account, with Spectrum or Time Warner where I could pay it online. And I was looking around and noticed, here's the only thing I have, which is the internet. Here's your router. Looked at that, and then it had some advanced settings. So I clicked into that, and then it showed two different Wi-Fis. The regular Wi-Fi, and then a 5G Wi-Fi.
Yeah, on the modem, on the modem.
And I looked over at the thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because the last year, after I moved up there, which I was really happy to move up there. It's a beautiful place. It's got 10 horses. It's got land. It's really nice. But I had this thing where I just kind of developed into I couldn't get anything done. When I would go out of town and come down here to work, I was fine. Or if I went out to somebody else's house, I was fine. But at home, I mean, I could think about what I needed to do, but it was really difficult to do anything.
And so, Ken, if you were listening,
so I turned it off. So I turned it off, and about within 2 hours, I felt completely different.
Well, that's an amazing testimony for all the listeners to hear, because those are certainly some of the symptoms that we just described a few minutes ago on air. And I'm happy that that dissipated for you. But I'm going to say this, and this is extremely important, because 5G is going everywhere now. I would recommend that everybody go on to the IEEE website. IEEE stands for Institute of Electronic and Electrical Engineers, IEEE. After you type in IEEE, type in everything you need to know about 5G. Again, everything you need to know about 5G. You're going to read some extremely disturbing facts about 5G, and I'll go over some of those right now. Talks about how today's wireless networks have run into trouble and how more people and devices are consuming more data than ever before. But the data in all of this remains crammed on the same bands of radio frequency spectrum that mobile providers have always used. And this means less bandwidth for everybody, causing slower service and more dropped connections. And they talk about how one way to get around the problem is to simply transmit signals in a whole new swath of spectrum, one that's never been used for mobile service ever before. That's why providers are experimenting with broadcasting in millimeter waves, which use higher frequencies than the radio waves that have long been used by mobile phones. Now, this is the very disturbing part. Until now, operators of satellites and radar systems used millimeter waves for real-world applications. Now, some cellular providers have begun to use them to send data between stationary points, such as two base stations. But using millimeter waves to connect mobile users with a nearby base station is an entirely new approach. There's one major drawback to the millimeter waves, though. They can't easily, listen to this, the drawback. The waves can't easily travel through buildings or obstacles, and they can be absorbed by foliage and rain. I want you to keep this in mind. That's why the 5G networks will have to be installed on cellular towers with another new technology called small cells. And the small cells are portable. They're miniature base stations. And they require minimal power to operate, but they have to be placed every 250 meters throughout all of our cities, or 820 feet. On the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about this further, because this document inlies an enormous, enormous opportunity.
Very good. Very good. Okay, we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll be back with Deborah Taveras.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're having an absolutely unbelievable interview with Deborah Tavares, who's revealing absolutely stunning information. That's some of it, a great deal of value, but nobody puts it together as good as she. Just briefly, I'm not going off subject here, Deborah, but tomorrow there's a happening in Europe, like Brexit is old, the New World Order, slightly under the water, and I hope it'll happen, but the Italian elections tomorrow is not just another Italian election. They've had 65 governments since World War II. Most countries have had 25. But there is a massive explosion of the pressure cooker there over the euro membership, which has destroyed Italy, and immigration. So out of that is going to come a massive amount of problems for the EU, which is just briefly the fourth leg of the chair of world government. But keep an eye on that. There may be some good news for us all over the next while. But I just thought I'd mention that. But sorry, continue on. Carry on.
Okay, so this is extremely important. Every single person that is listening right now, and PJ, I just emailed it to you so that you can help get it out from your end also before it might be taken down. I just sent the IEEE everything you need to know about 5G. Why is this document so important? They say they don't know, and it's an experiment, and they've never used anything like this before. So there are no studies that can combat the experiment discussion in this document. The FCC cannot combat this experiment. No informed consent can be based on something that someone has no idea how it's going to work. So for those of you that want to try to prevent this massive, massive deployment to take over our minds in our cities, this may be a document that can help you. There's another document on the top. There's another document on the top of stopthecrime.net, and I will direct all of the listeners to it right now. Again, go to stopthecrime.net, and when you go to the very top of the home page, I'm going to describe that now. I'm just bringing it up. Okay. So you go to the home page, which I'm having trouble pulling up my website, of course.
No, that's okay. At least you've had no breaks or attacks today on air. We usually get attacks when there's a key interview like this going on, but carry on.
Yeah, well, okay, so you go to the top of stopthecrime.net, scroll down under the masthead that says Stop the Crime. Again, I refer you all to the origins of oil. Understand that oil never came from dead dinosaurs. It never came from fossils. It never came from plant material. This was a deception created by Rockefeller so that he could capture the oil profits. And so we have an excellent short YouTube on the origins of oil and how it was falsely defined. In the middle, you'll see the genocide treaty that I referred to earlier in the first hour. And then you'll also see a YouTube called Water Crisis Hoax. Everybody needs to understand it was a hoax, and it is a hoax. But as you scroll down, you'll see under directed energy weapons, you will see, well, actually, under population engineering and the fight against climate change, which we're going to cover right now, you'll see health symptoms from all wireless devices. That's where you can download the flyer that I'm talking about on air. Also, under that, you will see PG&E, Southern California Edison, Understanding EMF Fields, Bill Insert, and it says uncertainty. Now, while these may not be your utility companies, this is Rothschild, and this is Rothschild's explanation of EMF Fields, and these are in the bill inserts of our monthly bills here in the United States. So download this bill insert and read what it says.
Repeat what the bill insert. So repeat what the bill insert is.
As you go to the top of stopthecrime.net, you'll scroll down just a little ways. You'll see in red health symptoms from all wireless devices. Then right under that in white, you'll see PG&E and Southern California Edison. Understanding EMF Fields Bill Insert. Hoping that you see that now. But the listeners, please take heed. I am just going to read to you what one of the paragraphs in this bill insert says. And it's just very, very important to say what Rothschild is saying about frequencies. Because what is being acknowledged in this bill insert is the uncertainty. And I'm just going to open it up from my website right now. And you'll see it says Understanding Electric and Magnetic Fields, EMF. And it will go on, can EMF harm your health? And they go on about that. And then they go on to discuss this, the World Health Organization findings. Now, remember, the World Health Organization is a corporation. It does not work for us. It's part of the genocide program. So is the Center for Disease Control. The Center for Disease Control is about vaccinations. Mm-hmm. This is global genocide. Yeah. So
I've been highlighting that nearly every week for a year, yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it says this. As you go under the World Health Organization findings, and you continue to scroll down, you will find a paragraph that is extremely important, and I'm hunting for that now. Okay, it's actually above the World Health Organization. It says, the results from many research studies have been evaluated by international, national, and California EMF research programs to determine whether EMF poses any health risk. Given the uncertainty of the issue, the medical and scientific communities have been unable to conclude that usual residential exposures to EMF cause health effects, or to establish any standard or level of residential exposure that is known to be either safe or harmful. These conclusions remain unchanged by recent studies.
Wow.
So I want you to
100%
hear
disinformation, yeah. Disinformation to the power of a thousand, yeah.
Well, what is important to understand is the terminology and the words. So, again, this is all experimental. You cannot give your, you can't give informed consent with programs that they admit are experimental. And that's why I said that IEEE understanding 5G is so critical, along with what I just read to you now in the bill insert. Now, the bill insert, while it is what is in the bills here in the United States, it's the same thing in your countries, too, because all of this is Rothschild, all right? So use this. Try to prevent the 5G network from coming into your communities. It's bad enough that you have the smart meters. Here's what is in store now under all of the new 2030 new energy codes to reduce your carbon footprint, all based upon false science. This is all false science. Climate change is weather control, weaponization of the weather. That is what climate change and global warming is. It's weather weaponization. And they're creating new businesses and new realities from false science, just as what they did with creating the illusion that petroleum was a fossil fuel. It is not. Water is not a limited resource. It is a renewable, again, primary water. So it's extremely important to stop being fooled, because we are being killed. And in all of our books, everything that we read here in the United States in our schools, it's fossil fuels this and fossil fuels that and climate change this and global warming that. I'm going to read to you right now what it says in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document about schools. This is what it says. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the mote of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the lower class of people. With such an initial handicap, even the brightest lower-class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery through education is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling class. This is on page 7. It's from the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's an excerpt from page 7. So everyone needs to understand what Rockefeller said as well. And here's a quote from Rockefeller. "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." So understand, this is what has happened. This is what is happening. And now, because of technologies, we are being exterminated. This is what is happening. So again, I would recommend everyone download that IEEE, Everything You Need to Know About 5G Immediately. Keep this in your records. Make sure you get this to your fake county representatives or village representatives. Here in the United States, we call them county board supervisors. We call them city councils. They're all fake. It's all incorporated. Our city councils are incorporated. Our counties are incorporated. They take and get policies from the global operators of the Global Earth, Inc., and they run them through all of the cities. This is why right now all of the policies that are here in Northern California, in fact, in California as a whole, in fact, throughout the nation, are very similar policies. They run them through all at the same time, so that people that are trying to put out these wildfires of policies are overwhelmed because they're in every city all at the same time. And right now, they're in the process of approving our telecom industry of putting in 5G. And it's happening everywhere here now in Northern California, and particularly, too, in the burned-out areas where there are no more homes, where we lost over 5,000 homes. They're now putting in these devices on the sidewalks that have 5G. These people are not there to see what is happening. But what we know is that the sidewalk-mounted 5G equipment explodes and burns for hours and hours and hours when there's a fire. So they're literally setting bombs on our sidewalks right now with the equipment to support the 5G network that they're putting in now. And again, the smart meters contributed to the fires here in Northern California, and also the fires in Santa Barbara and Montecito as well. The smart meters blow up when there's pulsed frequencies delivered to them. Pacific Gas and Electric was delivering pulsed frequencies before the fires erupted in multiple counties. We had about 800 fires that night of October 8th and the morning of October 9th of 2017. They merged into several large fires in different counties, so you may have only heard five or six names of fires, but it started with 800. And so it just burned all over thousands and thousands of acres and in many counties, and it was a bomb going off between the directed energy weapons and the smart meters blowing up. So now what's happening with the smart grid? The smart grid now is going to require that everybody start implementing smart appliances. Here in the United States, it will cost about $9,000 to implement the required appliances that you will be forced to implement in your home to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or reduce your carbon footprint. What will some of these devices look like? They're talking about voice command kitchen faucets, voice command shower heads. All of this is wireless, so that your utility company can turn off all of your new appliances, including your washing machine, again, as I said, your kitchen faucets, your shower heads. You're going to be required to replace your hot water heaters. All of this will be hooked up to the remote operation of the smart meter. And these appliances are now all manufactured. You can type in General Electric, and you can type in Kohler and other name brands, and you will find out about the voice-activated appliances that will be controlled. It's in-home surveillance as well. So understand, the back doors are surveillance. We've known for a very long time. Petraeus told us that they were able to use cameras in our dishwashers. That has been ongoing for many years. Now we're going into the smart home of absolute electrification and genocide in our homes. So moving on from the adaption
you probably know this is what Virginia Farber is fighting in Fort Collins. Because Fort Collins, I lived in Denver, Colorado for years. She's been fighting this and that. Fort Collins is an experimental zone of smart meters. Are you aware of that?
Well, actually, there is no experimental zone. It's a global deployment. There is no experimental area. Experimentation is over. The full rollout on all of this. The full rollout on all of this is everywhere. Now, what the utility companies skillfully do to deceive us is they'll say this is a pilot program, and the word pilot, by interpretation by many, means, well, we're trying it out. No, it is a word of saying we are deploying this on you. When we discovered the smart meters, which was ground zero here in Northern California for the smart meter, anti-smart meter movement, when we discovered the smart meters were being deployed, they were already 75% deployed in California, in Northern California at the time.
Wow.
75%. That's how far they had gotten along without anyone noticing. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick it up with the current genocide program.
And I say to you, as a compliment, I don't know how you've maintained your fantastic IQ amongst all this. I hope you have special protection. Okay, we'll continue on after the break, okay?
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Mm-hmm.
for the end, the third break, the second hour, and we'll take calls later in the third hour. But sorry, Deborah, just short run out of the top of the hour, a short break then, and then we have a 20-minute run. Sorry, carry on.
Yes, I'm really going to move quickly because there's still a number of documents that I need to expose and have everyone download.
We'll put calls back in until the bottom of this third hour, okay? We'll let Deborah continue on here. Carry on.
That's fine. Okay, so I'm in a hustle here. So another document for everyone to download, again, at the top of StopTheCrime.net on the homepage is called Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change. I will repeat it. Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change. What is this document about? Here are the cliff notes. It's about the threats posed by climate change that justify human engineering or the killing off of large populations. Again, this is all in conjunction with the genocide treaty that we spoke about earlier. This is a newer document based on climate change. This is one of the few documents that I've ever heard the word geoengineering, which is, of course, weather weapons being used. They go geoengineering, which is, of course, weather weapons, along with reducing consumption, related waste, renewable energies, reducing human fertility rates is a morally justified reduction of humans. And I found that on the footnotes of page 2. Again, they also talk about this. This is extremely important for everyone to pay attention to. They continually talk about greenhouse gas emissions. Now, this is on page 5. Global greenhouse gas emissions must decline to near zero or less. Now, you're not going to read it succinctly like that. That's why people don't hear what I just read, because they wrap it in other words, and they say dates that seem so far out that it doesn't apply to you. Here's what they say. According to the most recent estimates from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, in order to meet the 450 parts per million target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, they must steadily decline until they are 40 to 70% lower in 2050 than they were in 2010. So you've got to follow the math and the illogic representation of these words, okay? So 40 to 70% lower in 2050 than they were in 2010, and then continue to decline to near zero or less by year 2100. Well, most people would read this and think, ugh, these dates don't mean anything to me. I'm not going to be alive by year 2100. They're confused. The short cliff notes of that is global greenhouse gas emissions must decline to near zero or less. Now, we're going to talk about zero because it's very important. There is no such thing as zero unless there are no people.
Sure.
And on the other side of the break,
that's
we're going to talk about that momentarily, and we're going to jump into something unimaginable.
Very good. Very good. Okay. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares for the third hour in about 2 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.